Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. Today I'm going to be talking about the relationship between pressure and high performance. And I'll be sharing with you an excerpt from our video series, A Whole New Way of Thinking About, and in particular, one of the videos, A Whole New Way of Thinking About High Performance. And to access those videos, you can get them as part of your membership in my inner circle, which you can find at michaelneal.org/inner. Enjoy.
One of the biggest things that I've seen for me personally, this has actually totally changed the way I think about performance and the way that I perform in the different arenas that I perform in. And it started with a conversation with one of my mentors. And I was talking about how well I thought I was doing handling the pressure of growing a business and handling the pressure of some of the new expanded situations I was finding myself in as my business grew. And instead of patting me on the back, he said, "God, I'm a little worried that you're feeling pressure." And I was like, "Well, what do you mean? I mean, I get less pressure is better than more pressure, but I mean, there's clearly a certain amount of pressure inherent in these activities." And no, there really isn't. There's no pressure inherent in any situation. The sense of pressure we feel is just thoughts about what has to happen, or how bad it would be if it didn't happen, or how meaningful it would be if we don't do what we want to do, or how great it would be if we do. We totally create pressure. And I was like, "Well, no, there's external pressures, like, you know, there are financial targets to be reached." I was like, "Well, who made up the targets?" Okay, so I made up the targets, but then there are some real ones that I didn't make up. And he just asked me such a simple question. He said, "Well, hand on heart, do you think that you need some pressure to perform at your best?" And up until that moment, I would have said no. But in that moment, I realized I still thought that at some level, some pressure was going to help. And this is what was interesting. As soon as I saw that there was no positive benefit to feeling pressure, it actually stopped looking to me like there were any external pressures. I hadn't realized that in some way, because I thought that having a foot on my neck, kind of pushing against me, was spurring me onwards, I did anything to convince myself that it wasn't my own foot on my own neck. And the second I saw that I don't do anything better, and in fact, nobody does better with a foot pressing against their neck, suddenly they see that all these things that feel like external pressures are innocently self-generated for our own benefit. Now, that's not to say that I never feel pressure. But what it is to say is that when I feel pressure, it's just like any other state of mind. I let it come and go, but I don't cultivate it. I don't set the game up so that it feels high pressure, so that I feel like I'm really in it and gonna play. And there's a learning curve. For a little while, trying to perform without pressure has been really odd for me, because I'm so used to doing it that way. And honestly, early on, a few of the things I did didn't work as well as I was used to. I'm a writer. And I have been writing, I've written, I think, a couple of million words. I've been involved in over 13 published books. I've written over 1,000 blogs. I write. And in all the time I've writing, I have never missed a deadline. And when I decided to take all the pressure off, when I decided to see what not just low pressure high performance, but no pressure high performance felt like, I missed a couple of deadlines. Now, you could use that and go, "Oh, you see, you need the pressure." But there was something really interesting that happened. First off, my head didn't explode. Nobody killed me. Nothing terrible happened. There were consequences, but they were consequences I could handle. But the way I've approached writing has changed. I no longer find it a high-stress, high-reward activity. And since that time, I haven't missed any more deadlines because I've learned how to perform without the pressure.
I hope you enjoyed that excerpt from A Whole New Way of Thinking About High Performance. To watch the full video version of that, which that's one of 5 parts of that video series, along with the other videos in the Whole New Way of Thinking About series, which are being released 1 a month, you can join my inner circle at www.michaelneal.org/inner. Until next time, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll speak with you soon.